You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Good morning. When you ask for change, sometimes life gives you pennies or chillers, as they say in parts of India. It could be a political metaphor, but it is also the drama that unfolded at a district court in Punjab where an alimony case had to be adjourned when a high court lawyer handed over the monthly maintenance money of ₹24,600 to his wife in a bag filled with ₹1 and ₹2 coins. Well, it is 25th July 2018 and if you like your morning chai, well then you'd be happy to know that the Manohari Gold Tea on Tuesday was sold at Guwahati Tea Auction Center for a whopping ₹39,001 per kg, which is highest ever record price of any Indian tea. Well, you go and stir your cup. We start today's editorial with the Maratha stir about to hit Mumbai. Well, yesterday we had told you about the Maratha stir in Maharashtra, which escalated after a boy jumped into the river and died. Now, a constable died and another was injured on Tuesday as a statewide protest called by the outfit seeking reservation for the Maratha community turned violent. The agitators clashed with the police, threw stones and tossed vehicles in Aurangabad and adjoining districts. The Maratha Kranti Morcha, which is leading the agitation, has called for a Mumbai Bandh on Wednesday. Another outfit, the Shakal Maratha Samaj, has announced a parallel Bandh in Navi Mumbai and Panvel the same day. Quotas for the Marathas, a politically influential community that makes up around 30% of the state's population, has been a contentious subject. Well, this seems to be going the same direction as the Patidar stir in neighboring Gujarat. And on to our next story, which isn't from Gujarat but Rajasthan. And no, it's not about the cows or the crows of Rajasthan. Instead, about yoga business guru Ramdev. The Rajasthan High Court has ordered a stay on the dream project of Baba Ramdev in Karauli district in the Rajasthan state, a big setback to the yoga guru turned entrepreneur. In April this year, the Chief Minister of Rajasthan, Vasundhara Raje, had laid the foundation stone for Ramdev's pet project of setting up a yoga peet, Gurukul, Ayurveda hospital, Ayurvedic pharmaceutical unit and a Gaushala, all at a cost of ₹500 crore. But the single judge bench of Justice S.P. Sharma in its interim order said no possession, construction and lease agreement will be executed for the land and has instructed the Devisthan commissioner to ensure compliance with the order. And trouble often comes knocking twice. Baba Ramdev's Patanjali Ayurved is reportedly under investigation by the anti-profiteering body for not passing GST rate cut benefit to consumers. CNBC TV 18 reported, citing an unidentified government officer. According to the report, anti-profiteering is investigating a complaint alleging that the consumer goods company profited from the sale of shampoo, toothpaste, cosmetics, etc. by not passing the benefit following the rate cut announced by the GST Council meeting in 2017 of November. And from one government-sponsored plan, we move towards another government initiative called Khelo India or Khelo Bharat Khelo. Except, Bharat may have to serve snacks to guests first. So what if the function was to felicitate Bharat himself? A video showing players selected by Khelo Bharat Khelo, a government-sponsored body working for development of sports, for training at Delhi serving snacks at a function organized by ruling BJP, in Ranchi on Monday to felicitate them has gone viral, sparking furor in sports circle. What is the government's response? Well, the players were serving out of respect and not out of compulsion. Well, next time Netaji is being felicitated, he may want to start serving the people, which may actually be in its job profile. And talking about jobs and profiles, we move to our next story that is causing outrage: poverty porn. A series of photographs that attempt to dramatize the issue of hunger in India has prompted a furious debate amid accusation the images are unethical, staged, and poverty porn. Well, according to The Guardian, the pictures by award-winning Italian photographer Alessio Mamo attracted fierce controversy on social media after they were posted on Sunday on the Instagram account of World Press Photo, home to one of the world's leading news photography prizes. Mamo states clearly on the photo blog that he staged the images to make a point about poverty for his series Dreaming Food, where he photographed villagers in Uttar Pradesh and Madhya Pradesh standing in front of a table laden with a fake meal. But the association of the Instagram account with the World Press Photo Award, which has stringent rules for its price, has prompted outrage. It seems like we're already in our international news segment, so here is a quick run on what was making news internationally. Well, Pakistanis vote today in a knife-edge general election pitting cricket hero Imran Khan against the party of jailed ex-Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif, with the prospect of neither winning a clear majority amid a looming currency crisis, with accusations of the Pakistani security forces influencing the election results, which may see heading towards a messy coalition government. And from Pakistan, we head to Laos. Hundreds of people in southern Laos are missing and many are feared dead a day after a hydropower dam under construction broke, killing several as it swept away homes in a flash flooding. While rescuers searched in difficult conditions on Wednesday for dozens of people that have been feared dead and hundreds missing, the dam collapse has put holes into Laos's desire to become the battery of Asia. Well, the day also saw another collapse, but not of a dam, but President Donald Trump's daughter Ivanka Trump's fashion brand. Ms. Trump launched the brand in 2014, but after her father's election, she was faced with boycotts from shoppers. A spokesperson for the company said the decision has nothing to do with the performance of the brand and is based solely on Ivanka's decision to remain a Washington indefinitely. And on to our last story. Well, it has been a cliche when we say have a break, you may say Kit Kat. But a lot might change for Kit Kat, or rather its unique selling proposition. The four trapezoidal bars aligned on a rectangular base. While the European Court of Justice is due to hand down judgment on Wednesday, that is today, which could end Kit Kat's protected European status, and the challenge comes from a Norwegian snack, Quick Lunch, which has been around for 80 years. The Norwegian bar has been made since 1937, a mere 2 years after Kit Kat, which was originally called Rowntree's Chocolate Crisp, hit the market in 1935. While the makers of Quick Lunch, Mondelez, also owns brands including Cadbury, Milka, Oreo, and Toblerone, and Cadbury took issues with Nestle's new trademark. And while Mondelez claims you can't trademark the shape of a Kit Kat, it's sure you can trademark a Toblerone, which it owns. Well, that is where we will take a break for today and be back tomorrow with more news, views, and some snacky anecdotes from the world around you. As always, thank you for listening. Goodbye from TakeApart.com.